This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, along with his wife, has been captured and flown out of the country, which came under large-scale U.S. attack early this morning. In a social media post, U.S. President Donald Trump said, U.S. has successfully carried out a large-scale strike against Venezuela and its leader. He mentioned that this operation was done in conjunction with U.S. law enforcement. Several large explosions were heard early this morning in Venezuela's capital, Caracas. U.S. Embassy in Bogota, Colombia, which also manages affairs in Venezuela, released a statement advising Americans against traveling to Venezuela or its borders. Meanwhile, Venezuela has strongly criticized the Donald Trump-led government of the United States, accusing it of carrying out what it described as extremely serious military aggression. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that wisdom and path shown by Bhagwan Buddha belong to all of humanity, and his sacred relics are not merely artifacts, but part of country's revered heritage. He said these relics are inseparable part of its civilization. Mr. Modi today inaugurated the Grand International Exposition of Sacred Piprava Relics related to Bhagwan Buddha, titled The Light and the Lotus, Relics of the Awakened One, at the Raipithora Cultural Complex in New Delhi. He also unveiled the catalogue of this exposition.
Bhagwan Buddha ke pavitra relics ko apne beech paakar hum sabhi dhanya hai. इनका भारत से बाहर जाना और लौटकर फिर भारत आना ये दोनों ही पड़ाव अपने आप में बहुत बड़ा सबक है. सबक ये है कि गुलामी सिर्फ राजनीतिक और आर्थिक नहीं होती. गुलामी हमारी विरासत को भी तबाह कर देती है.
In Chhattisgarh, 14 Maoists have been killed in two separate encounters with security forces in the Bastar division today. In an encounter, 14 Maoists have been killed in two separate encounters in Bijapur and Sukma districts of the Bastar division. One of the encounters took place in the Konta area of Sukma district, in which 12 Maoists were killed, and in the second encounter that occurred in the Basagoda area of Bijapur district, two Maoists were neutralized. The Election Commission of India has decided that the voters from three aboriginal tribes or primitive tribes will be automatically enlisted in the final voters list of West Bengal. The voters from these three communities will not be required to furnish any document for that purpose. According to the official sources of the Chief Electoral Officer of West Bengal, these tribes or primitive tribes are Birhor, Toto and Sabar. Following the Commission's instruction, the district magistrates, as well as the district electoral officers, have asked the block development officers to provide details of the voters from these three tribes in their respective areas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 72nd National Volleyball Tournament in Varanasi tomorrow via video conferencing. Over 1,000 players will compete as part of 58 teams representing various states and institutions in the tournament, which will be held till the 11th of this month. This tournament underscores the growing emphasis on strengthening sports infrastructure and promoting athletic development in the city. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today unveiled the portraits of Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee and Pandit Madan Mohan Malviya at Delhi Legislative Assembly. During the event, Mr. Singh said, it is not only an occasion to honour the contributions of these two big personalities, but it is also a moment to honour country's parliamentary traditions, moral politics and the spirit of nationalism. Home Minister Amit Shah today paid tributes to Savitribai Phule, a pioneer of women's education and social reforms, on her birth anniversary. A total of 2,406 NCC cadets, including 898 girls from across the country, will participate in the National Cadet Corps Republic Day Camp 2026. This shows an increase in the number of girl cadets across all states as compared to previous year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.